This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday. That's right, Friday, March 22nd, 2019. Jimmy Jack Mackey.
Morning, Matthew.
How's it going?
Quite well. How are you, sir?
That's a tricky question.
Okay.
I'm partly good.
All right.
That's what we'll go with. Because when it's, you know, a few clouds out there, it's partly sunny. So I'm partly good.
Does that mean you're mostly bad?
No.
Okay.
I'd say mostly good.
Okay.
Mostly good.
Yeah.
I'll go with mostly good.
Confuse me, because partly good sounds like mostly bad to me.
Well, it's Friday. It's payday. Mm-hmm. It's the weekend's here. That's great.
Yeah.
Paige made it. There's Paige. There's
Yay.
Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Vintage T-shirt day.
There's
a lot to be happy about.
I still got to get another one. I get a little money in my pocket today. I may have to go get one. Scoop it up.
So you are down to four T-shirts.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Nine was right. Which one got worked out? Or did you take out of the rotation?
It was like the teal one. I don't know if you remember the teal looking shirt.
Of course I do.
How could we forget?
And the gray one. The collars on these things start kind of falling apart. I think the shirt's so heavy that it can't support the collar up there.
Maybe.
Because I don't grab and stretch it. I hate it. If I got a loose collar, I can't wear the shirt.
By the time you're done with it, it's like a V-neck.
Pretty much. It's got to be tied up top.
Yeah, Fatboy's very particular about things.
It just, I'll be, you know,
most things.
Throwing it around. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
For a man who wears, like, you know, coming up in about 2 weeks, you'll be wearing nothing but gym shorts and T-shirts for like the next 10 months.
Yeah.
You're very particular about things.
I don't know if I should go back to doing that.
Why? Probably not.
It's got to be some kind of dress code, right?
You know, you just walk around looking defeated at a certain point, right?
Some sort of...
Oh, you get everybody saying, what, are you going to the gym today? And you know.
Like, yeah. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Planet Fitness.
On the way home.
Find out which one.
Yeah. A little lottery.
It's a black card member. Yeah, so mostly good. Big weekend. This way, I know we're off as far as no booking weekend.
Yeah, it's no booking week. I don't know. I'll just hang out, watch some live music.
Yeah.
See some friends play some live music. Stuff like that. What about you?
Nothing of any great note.
Okay. Probably working a brunch or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Things you enjoy?
I got so many thoughts going in my head now, but we got to pace it till 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I got several things.
Okay. Well, if you...
I'll yield my time to you.
If you need something, you are talking to a man who was walking around his backyard scooping up dog poop on a stick earlier.
You were?
For the vet.
Got to get it tested?
Yeah.
For what?
Just
worms?
The annual exam.
Oh.
My vet's really nice to the dogs.
Yeah.
So if they don't want the thing in the backside, they'll give you a cup, and the lid of the cup has a little spoon attached to it, so you got to throw your dog around the yard.
That's nice.
In my case, 5 a.m., trying to collect a sample to put in your refrigerator. See, that's the thing is now I have poop in my fridge.
Nice.
It's like putting bacon soda.
So I take it to the vet later.
You put it in the veggie drawer?
No, I put it on the shelf. It didn't have nothing on it.
Okay.
It's just on the shelf. It's closed up. It's sealed.
You have a shelf with nothing on it in your refrigerator?
Yeah. God, I don't keep that many condiments, man.
I make up the shelves.
Most of my condiments are in the nightstand.
Lay. Lemon juice is what he's talking about.
Roping.
Ow.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that's my thing.
You're out there doing it in the dark?
Yeah.
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 Well, yeah, so the weather. That's where we'll go.
Yeah, go to the weather.
Today's going to be sunny, all sunny. Not partly, not mostly, but all sunny. High of 67 right now, clear and 41.
So it's going to be windy today. Is that true?
Not according to my forecast.
Okay. There's going to be gusty winds today.
Gusty. Well, hell yeah.
Which I'm good with.
I think so, too. All right, I'm pissed off about something.
What?
God.
Why are you mad? I can tell you, like, you pent up or something's up.
I haven't taken my jacket off yet.
I know. I can tell something's up, but what is it? What is it? Why are you mad?
It's not a mad, it's a perturbed. You remember that word from your childhood? Perturbed.
Yeah.
I'm perturbed about something. And I have to watch my mouth. And that's the biggest part. Where's this freedom that they talk about?
I was just reading something a few minutes ago that said half of Americans don't understand the First Amendment.
I can't.
Which makes sense to me. They don't.
I get all this stuff I want to just unload, and I don't know. I have to, like, watch my words because, God.
Well, unload diplomatically because I don't want to sit in a meeting.
See, I know, and it's Friday.
I don't want a Friday meeting ever.
I should wait and do this on Tuesday when we already meet with Mark Hendricks on Tuesday for our weeklies, and then, you know. And then do it then so we'll already have a meeting.
You think you can do it diplomatically? With some diplomacy?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm just, okay. We, contrary to popular belief, we work hard on this show.
Yeah.
We really do.
We put in a lot of effort.
We put in a lot of effort and we have fun with it.
Don't you just occasionally when somebody says, oh man, you guys won't work 6 to 10, don't you occasionally want to smack somebody in the mouth over that? Like you strictly work 4 hours a day?
You know what? Honestly, sometimes, other times, I want them to think that this great show that we have only just happens.
It just happens. It happens, yeah.
Like,
no
sometimes,
thought put into it.
Sometimes that makes it seem cool. Like, you know, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry get together and they just plug in the mics and then they just start playing and then it's whatever. But we do work hard. And we have continued to work hard through hurdle after roadblock after dead end after hurdle after roadblock after dead end after this after that. And right now we're on a stride. I mean, you guys have been more loyal. P1s have been more loyal than ever and spreading the word and doing this and coming to the events and all that stuff.
It's been some good stuff.
And I'm infuriated by the fact that, like, I would say 7 out of 10 people come up to me, and 9 I hear it with you when we're out at events. 7 out of 10 people talk about their favorite bit.
Mm-hmm.
Their favorite bit that we do right now.
Yeah.
We just did it yesterday.
We did it yesterday.
Facebook.
Every Thursday. Yep.
Even the other day, the big boss, Steve Sinacropi, who has like 18 stations, I think, now to listen to and sample that he's over, right?
I think so.
He looks at us and starts smiling and said, I love Facebook fussing. That's one of the best bits I've ever heard. Liz loves it.
Yeah.
So the point that I'm getting to is it's kind of become like the thing that we're – not that we're known for, because we're known for several things, but like that's the one thing that even the casual listener will be aware of and know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in our own very building is now ripping off that bit from us. They're literally ripping off the exact bit. And you know what? If it was from somebody in downtown Greenville or wherever the other radio stations are, I'd get it. I still would realize that it's a very cheap, watered-down imitation because y'all can't go to the levels that we go to with words, and you hate that.
It's like we're Scooby-Doo, and that's Goober and the Ghost Chasers.
Yeah. And so now, Facebook fussing, which we've done now for, God, I don't know, six, seven years, whatever it is.
This page is dying. You just don't want to laugh at the mic right now.
It's okay.
It's okay to laugh at Goober and the Ghost Chasers. Yes, I just equated them to Goober and the Ghost Chasers.
Well, it's Facebook fussing, you know, we've been doing it all this time, and now, like, even the most, like I said, the most casual person is aware of the bit. So somebody in our own building, not on our station, certainly, but in our own building is now doing a thing called Facebook Friday.
Mm-hmm.
and it's the same exact bit.
Yeah.
Even with the alliteration. It couldn't call it fussing.
No, no, you can't call it fussing.
Fatboy has that trademarked.
Yeah.
But
it's one of those things where you go anywhere in the country, you're going to hear the same bit happen all over these United States of America.
That's what I'm saying with, like, Hollywood and that and as a fan of pop culture and movies and stuff, it pisses me off that we keep remaking the same movies and reboots and prequels and all this stuff. No new ideas. And again, in radio, I know how that is. I'll tell you this. I do not listen to other shows. I can't.
No.
And the reason I can't is because I don't want to, A, pick up on any of their cadence, the way they say things or do things, even if I'm a fan. Like, I can't listen to Joe Rogan that much. Because I just can't. I can't watch it and start thinking under the way of radio when I listen to it. If I could somehow separate it as a fan and then, you know, somehow listening as somebody on the radio's secondary, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody came up to me and told me about this, and sure as the world, it's been figured out that, yeah, it's happening.
It is.
And I'm going to tell you, man, I want to say who it is. And it ain't that. I mean, text in your guesses, 72341. You all are very aware of how things are.
Yeah, people know.
Text
people
in
know
your
things,
guesses, 72341. I'm not infuriated. I'm just perturbed.
Mm-hmm.
And I want, and when you figure out who it is, I want you all to hound them to death about this. I want you to hound them to death about this and call them the hacks and the con artists that they are. They should have to pay back their paychecks to Entercom. They should. Or give us, you know what, I'll take 25% of their paychecks.
Would you take some, you know,
would
take
be fine
percentage?
With that.
Yeah, like
I'd take
royalties
a percentage.
For it.
I'll license, well, that's what we'll do. The four of us will license it to them. I hear there's a lot of money in that.
Yeah.
It's I mean, I get the way like people are saying the same thing happens in the bar business. Blah, blah, wing special. Next thing you know, the person down the street. Well, that's well and good, but we're under the same umbrella, allegedly. Like, you got the gall to take something from within your own building. You hack. Roll it up. Leave the business. You got nothing left to do. And it's going to suck because you can't go to the levels we do, and that infuriates you. It drives you nuts. I'm talking to you especially right now. You know who you are. It drives you crazy. You can't go to the levels that we go. Your music can, but you can't.
You can't go. Well, even just when you do that, you can't go to the extremes that we can go to in the context of Facebook fussing.
Drives them nuts.
No, no.
But they have no ideas. They have no new ideas. Matt, you do sound pissed off. Maybe I am.
You seem pretty mad.
Well, it just, it's like, good Lord, man. Like I said, I expect it from somebody in Charlotte or Atlanta or another radio conglomerate, but God, the gall.
That's how you know, for one, I mean, you know, whatever we can do about it, probably nothing. But that's how you know, A, it's a damn good idea. B, it's a damn good bit.
Yeah. And that's.
And C, if somebody hears it elsewhere, it ain't going to be as good as when we do it here.
No.
So that also plays into our favor ultimately. If you hear a poor imitation of something, you're going to like the original more so, I think.
Are you just trying to make me feel better right now?
Oh, what are you going to do about it? What are we going to do about it?
Talk about it. This is,
what's that accomplished really, just besides venting?
Venting.
That's all. That's all.
I'm just venting right now.
Yeah.
It burns me up to no end. It really does.
You know, as far as the solution, yeah, there isn't really one. So let's just vent about it and take solace in the fact that people hear that and then they hear this and they realize this is the original article. This is better.
Doesn't that kind of, kind of light your fire at both ends? Sometimes there are people just like to rile you up, start stuff.
Yeah.
It's usually you.
It is.
I told you. It was me.
What do you mean? Like, in other words, like, does that not in?
They'll just walk up to you and say, hey, you know this? This is going on with so-and-so.
Oh.
You know this? I'm like, what are you trying to do?
No, I mean, it was somebody that know that we do that and said that, and then I checked, and it's like, oh, sure as the world. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, give it up. I guess that people can just coast, that they can just Oh, well, we're on this level now. We ain't got to do it. Like, if I got nothing else to give, I swear to God, the motivation would not be there. I would walk away from it.
Are you seeing the text line? Like, it's shocking how many people have no idea who it is.
Really?
Yeah, they're just texting in random show names. Like, look.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Not Stone Man, no.
Oh, geez.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not on the rock and roll side of things.
Yeah.
For sure. God bless. Well, if you hear about it and figure out who we're talking about, as a P1, and you can tell them that I said it, hound them about it. Call them the hacks that they are. Tell them to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, simulcast us on that station.
Yeah, we could do two.
Double up.
We could do two at once.
I can talk into Cardi B if I need to.
Could you?
Yeah. Talk out of her too if I need to. I just can't go, grrr, whatever it is. Can't do it right.
Not good at that noise.
All right, so I feel better now.
That's good.
Somewhat.
I'm glad you feel better.
I'm going to call the FOF line here in a minute.
Yeah,
they're in the commercial break.
Leave a voicemail.
I'm going to leave a voicemail. That number, should I decide to do so, is 864-241-4318. And you use it too. You listening right now. Maybe somebody within your own building has stolen your own ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You want to fire back at it?
It's pretty rough this week.
Okay, maybe I do sound whiny. I don't care. I'm just being honest. Wouldn't you rather me just – that is some of the freedom to – if you come in here in a bad mood or whatever, we're not all like jazzed up like everybody else is. Yeah, this is fake excitement on the radio. If we're like, hey, what's up, man? I had a rough night last night and I don't know. You got anything to talk about? Like, we actually opened a show like that the other day.
Yeah, we did.
Because it's real. Show.
Hey, what do you want to talk about? You got anything?
No preconceptions. We just come in here and talk like four friends do and have fun.
Usually we're happy to be here. Well, except Fat Boy.
He's happy today. He's got a little smile. He did the drum part on the Pantera song.
Payday. Payday.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Payday.
That'll do it every time.
Pulling the curtain back on the financials.
Matt already said payday.
I already said it.
And he wasn't talking about peanuts stuck together with caramel either.
No.
Now you're talking.
All right, so we will get to the FOF line today. That number again, 864-241-4318. It is 864-241-4318. Probably hear that on another morning show here soon.
Probably so. Something else to be happy about, there's more Black Keys tickets today. One more chance of those this week.
Hey, guys, call the Lash Out line right now.
Oh, no.
It's our new concept.
Sound like the sister from Pet Sematary.
It's the Lash Out line. Ugh.
Sister.
The other numbers to keep in mind. I love you, Paige. The other numbers to keep in mind, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. Yeah, the Black Keys tickets. We're going to do Name Their Balls today.
Yes.
Yay!
Been a bit. Time to
I
bring
like
it back.
Name Balls.
It's fun. That's right. 1-800-774-0093 at the Rise Guys on most of your social media touch points. Paige, what is up in the plunge?
We've got a story that might remind you of one of your favorite movies, National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
We'll do it. Happy Friday, everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
Here's Madman 9, Paige and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. Good morning, everyone.
Hey!
Well,
yeah.
We've got a story that will remind you of the original National Lampoon's Vacation. So this is where I began telling my story.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The tease.
I love to do that to you. A 19-year-old kid from New York named Jonathan Gualpa stole a taxi on Tuesday morning to drive to a wonderful place, he thought. And he thought once he got there, it would be the best day of his life. He tried to drive to Six Flags Theme Park in New Jersey. But unfortunately for Jonathan, he didn't realize it was closed for winter. And it doesn't open up until April 6th.
Uh-oh.
I know. Makes you want to cry, doesn't it?
Lou Saffron should have told him.
Yeah, should have said something.
Yeah, it didn't really matter.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed.
Yes, indeed. Because he never made it there, cops used GPS to track him down and caught up with him in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, so it turned out he barely made it out of Manhattan before he was pulled over and he had to take a nap. So the police found him sleeping in the back seat of his vehicle in the stolen taxi.
Wow.
So now he's facing charges for receiving stolen property, and he never, ever made it to Six Flags.
Hmm. Six Flags should catch wind of this and give him like a
I didn't know they had
season pass.
Now, is it Six Flags over New Jersey? Like, is that the same thing? Like,
I don't know. There's other Six Flags, but I think they just called that one down there Six Flags over Georgia.
I think there's Six Flags over Texas, maybe.
I'm okay. Sorry.
Okay. There's one in D.C. over America.
Page 9 says there's one over.
I think it might be called Six Flags over Texas, maybe. But the one in New Jersey is Great Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because that's the one with Bugs Bunny.
Well, it used to be when the Time Warner had Six Flags back in the 90s. I don't know if it's still
now
like
it's
that.
Like Snoopy, I think.
Oh.
They all have their character, because you can't get Mickey Mouse and Disney, obviously.
No, you can't.
So they either option like Looney Tunes or Warner Brothers or some of those characters to put them over, because they can't come up with their own character.
No.
You notice at Dollywood, you're not buying stuffed boobs.
Oh, yeah.
They have little characters.
Okay.
Conway Twitty had Tweety Bird.
I didn't know.
That he used, I don't know if he licensed or not.
That was a ripoff.
It was a ripoff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Tweety Bird.
Twitty City.
Twitty City.
Is that
That's
what
right.
it is? Okay, I don't
Sounds
know.
Sounds like
things.
What you call your mountain home page.
Yes. Yep. No, that would be Twitty Cabins.
Oh, okay.
Twitty Nooks.
You watch your mouth, lady.
But that's what we call it, the
Careful.
Nooks. I
Careful.
Mean, you know, I'm not making stuff up here.
I got you.
Okay.
I've seen pictures.
I know,
I know
yeah.
it would be true.
Of what? Now you got me nervous. Okay. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is upon us, and here's something for you. Michael Jackson will remain in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hmm.
They're not going to strip that from him because, well, he earned it, right? As far as his music, his personal life is a different story. Michael's in there twice. He was inducted with the Jackson 5 in 1997 and as a solo artist in 01. So the Hall says he's staying in there. But get this. As far as we're concerned, there's a huge catalog of music that he worked throughout the years. He's, you know, they're not going to strip him from those accolades.
It brings up that not argument, but discussion again of when somebody goes into, like, a sports Hall of Fame, they're obviously going in for their accolades and accomplishments, bless you, as a sportsman. Not based on what their home life was or DUIs or whatever. And music should be the same way. But Michael Jackson, you had two people. Like, you literally had two different people. You had Michael Jackson, the alleged humanitarian and whatever. And then you had the performer, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, he was almost like two different people. And now three different people, as we're finding out.
Yeah, definitely.
But he went in the Music Hall of Fame, not the Humanitarian Hall of Fame. Like, if he ever got a Lincoln Center Honors, they should take that back. Or if he ever got a UNICEF Award, take it back. But if you're in the Music Hall of Fame, you're in there for your music. And his music's still solid. It's still solid. And so that sounds kind of silly after what I was saying the other day about him, but he's in the Music Hall of Fame, not the Best Person Ever Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. So they're not going to take that from him. And so here's something to think about. It's going to be interesting to see what happens next weekend when Janet Jackson gets inducted. So people are wondering if she's going to include Michael in her speech. Will she mention her brother?
Oh, what are the Fat Boy will tell us the Vegas odds on that later in sports.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was never a thing that I remember to take OJ out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Because he was in there for
football,
playing football, which he was really good at.
Is he still in it?
Yeah.
But they took his Heisman from him, though.
Well, yeah, but that was in a lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know who's going to induct her. I can look that up real quick, but
I bet you I know somebody who could beat you.
Probably. But whoever does that, I don't think her reputation should be tarnished because of her brother. I mean, that's not fair either.
No.
To even bring that up.
No.
Because
but
what her brother did.
It's what everybody just wonders.
Yeah. I
well,
mean.
She's not going to talk about it.
No.
She should bring Paris Jackson on stage with her so nobody talks about Michael.
Yeah. I mean, just.
Don't say it in front of the kid.
She's all vandalizing stuff, so she's busy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's her life. She's not even in the public eye just because she's a child of a famous
How old
person.
Is she? Paris. She's like 20 years old now?
Yeah. 20, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing how you made such a beautiful child out of those two people.
Debbie.
Debbie Rowe, man.
She is really pretty.
God. Mike Rowe's hotter than she is.
She'll be 21 on the 3rd.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's golly.
Time sure does fly.
How old is Blanket?
That's a little baby one.
Yeah,
that's
little baby Jackson.
Blanket? 17.
Goodness.
Yeah. Where's the time going? Prince, I missed his quinceañera.
Oh.
The brother's older, I guess.
Perry Jackson? What's his name?
I forgot his name, the brother.
Paris Blanket and...
Prince Michael, is that it?
Prince Michael.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's two Prince Michaels.
There's two Prince Michaels?
Yep. Blanket is Prince Michael Jackson, too.
Was Webster his kid?
I don't know. That's
he carried him around like he was.
Oh.
Home Alone was his baby, too.
The older one is Michael Joseph Jackson Jr., who's 22.
Okay.
God, the fact that he would name his child after his father, because his dad's name was Joe Jackson, because he hated his dad. His dad was a son of a gun, man.
Yeah.
Still is, I guess. Is he alive still?
You should name him after his songs. Hmm. You're going to be Beat It, you're going to be Black and White.
Yeah. He was a alleged awful person, and he named his kid after him. That's weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm headed to this. Your Rise Guys headlines.
Part of the reason why I'll only drive an Indian, to be honest with you, on my motorcycle.
Exactly.
Fat Boy, what is going on in sports?
Cam Newton's going through some. He's going through some stuff. He's giving up stuff per month. Like he'll give up something this month. He'll give up something last month.
He's like doing Lent all the time.
All time Lent.
Yeah, he's trying to strengthen his mind. Lent. He said,
"Okay,
we'll tell you what he's giving up, Nate. He'll tell you what he's giving up for this month."
Throwing touchdowns.
He gave that up a year or two ago.
None of us could do what he's about to do or has been doing.
Let's start that list. All right, we'll get into that. Rise Guys Sports right after
this. You can throw an incompletion.
You keep pounding.
It's the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Cam Newton is putting himself through a series of challenges to make himself mentally stronger. This is for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
All of 2019.
What's he given up so far? We're 3 months in. What's he given up? Do we know?
Oh, yeah.
Has he given up oversized Western hats? Bandanas?
Never.
That might be one for the future. In January, he gave up fantasy sports leagues. So I guess you got to start small, right?
Yeah.
You got to build up. February, he went vegan, which sounds awful. Now you would do that.
I did it for 1 month and cheated 3 times.
There's no dairy, no cheese, no meat, none of this stuff.
Yeah.
We got the clip. What he's given up for this month, that's damn near over. So I'm sure he's ready to. So I don't know if he's going to go back to these after he gives them up for a month.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wait until October when he gives up throwing a football.
I'll let you. Well, just listen.
So we got, vegan in February, and then March, I'm giving, I hope this is an adult crowd, it looks like it is, no climax.
Woo! Oh.
I'm going through a transition right now. Like,
I'm gone.
Yeah. No finishing for old number one for the whole month. I hadn't done that since I was 12 or 13.
Wow. So, is he talking about no sexual activity at all, or he'll get up to that point and just stop?
I don't know. A good interviewer would have asked him, would have pressed him.
Is it just saying, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, James
Gordon.
God.
Like a girl on a sitcom in the early 90s.
Sharon, what do you think about this?
MJ.
What do you think of that? Could you go a month?
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, quite easy. Yeah,
what about 2 months?
No big deal at all.
No problem there.
3 months? Hell yeah.
90 days?
Not a problem.
Yep.
You would be on 90-day probation.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. I don't know if anybody else on the team is going to join you in solidarity. Run CMC or Riverboat Ron or anybody. Yeah.
I mean, hell, I haven't seen a person naked in front of me in going on 7 months. Well, that one dude singing Whitesnake karaoke, but that don't count.
Yeah.
And that old lady in the bathroom, and that don't count either.
Oh, that counts. Let's go out for ribs tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't that big a deal.
The tournament started yesterday. A lot of big games, man. I guess, the only upset really that comes to mind is Marquette losing to the kid from Murray State who had a triple-double. And people are raising hell around here because he's from Dalzell.
Oh, yeah.
Around the Sumter area. And evidently, he wasn't offered by Clemson or South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to Murray State and gets a triple-double, which is the first one since 2012. The other big news is Wofford won.
Yeah.
Not only did Wofford win.
People are calling it an upset, though. It's not an upset. They were ranked higher.
Yeah, they were the 7th seed against the 10th seed Seton Hall Pirates.
I guess they're looking off name recognition because Wofford doesn't really have it yet nationally.
Yeah.
84-68 they won.
And 25 years ago, Seton Hall was something in basketball.
That's right. Where's P.J. Carlesimo?
I mean, come on. Remember Seton Hall and UMass back when they were good? And UNLV would have been there with them.
I only missed two games yesterday, man.
That's good.
I'm leading the freaking it's a three-way tie with me and Lonzo.
Yeah.
And somebody else. I can't see it.
Not Mark Ryan. He was not doing well.
No. The only game I missed yesterday was Louisville and Minnesota and Syracuse and Baylor.
Yeah.
Those are the only two. I got all the other ones correctamundo.
Oh, the Cuse one. I couldn't stay up and watch all the Wofford. It was close to midnight before they finished.
Mike Venditti's leading the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Mike Venditti's leading the whole thing.
Good for him.
He's not in the same league we are, I guess, as far as like on air or whatever. But he's a guy, Mike Venditti's a guy who works here.
Yeah.
He's not eligible to win the prizes.
No, he isn't.
What the hell did
Hendricks probably made him do it too.
Yeah. Everybody. Wofford's Fletcher McGee broke the NCAA career 3-point record. You know, there's always one guy that nobody knew who Steph Curry was until he had that big tournament run.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this Fletcher McGee fella will make a name for himself and be a preferred unsigned free agent in the NBA. Hell, he might even get drafted. Who knows?
I'm tied for first in the local league, but then the whole ranking, I'm number 95.
Damn.
Yeah, that's not bad, though.
That's
top
pretty
100,
dang good.
And I don't know nothing about it.
Doing better than
me. I mean, that's
double negatives.
Usually how it goes, everybody always gets mad because some lady in the office pool who picks the brackets and doesn't watch always wins.
Yeah. Paige, how many points do you have? Do you know?
I think I'm at 24.
I'm going to tell you right now. Paige is at 24.
So I'm in the middle somewhere.
Fat Boy and 9 have 26.
I missed on Louisville.
I missed Louisville.
I have 28 with Lonzo and
Lee Rogers.
Lee Rogers from Word.
Yeah.
Young Gerald.
His name is French for Rogers.
You know who knows nothing about basketball apparently is Bob McClain and Vince Coakley.
God.
Well, I could have told you that.
Wofford most likely done. They will play Kentucky Saturday at 2:30.
Yeah.
Kentucky smoked their game yesterday, so looking in rare form. Highlights for today, you got Tennessee to play at 2:30. Gardner Webb's in the tournament.
Really?
They're going to play at 3 o'clock.
You know what it is about Bob McClain is the reason he's not doing well, Bob McClain from Afternoons on WORD, the political talk station, is he wouldn't take anyone from left-hand side of the bracket.
Yeah,
he would only choose people on the right-hand side of the bracket.
Throwing
that's why he's not doing well. Bob, you have to take someone from the left.
Right.
I know you don't want to do it. It goes against everybody there on that station, but you got to take some from the left.
Jimmy, he only made half the picks.
Only half the picks.
Not two. Duke plays at 7 o'clock and North Carolina plays at 9:15.
I was watching the highlights this morning of the practice yesterday. Like, people pay to go watch Duke practice?
When I saw him in the Greenville Regional when they had Boozer still, and I think Duhon way back when, you could go for free and watch practice.
Duhon.
But they were practicing the very last of the day, and it was full. Bilo Center then was full.
They were showing people going in, but it was a different ticket to go watch the practice. I didn't know if they paid for it, if it was a promo deal, but I was like, God.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
That's crazy.
I think they're in Columbia, too, right?
Really?
Maybe. Colonial.
How much to watch them shower after the game?
I know some teams.
Paige has a birthday coming up.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. I think people would pay to watch Zion eat. Like, he's just eating lunch. People would pay to watch that.
Yeah, probably.
People pay to occupy the same space as him doing anything.
What happened to the shoe? Has that come up yet? Like, is it in the Naismith Hall of Fame yet or anything?
I don't know if the trainer's got it or what. That's got to be worth some money, especially when he's going to be the number one pick. Because he's coming out. All three of those guys have come out.
He looks like he has not been cultured, not cultured, but like touched and messed with yet. Like, he looks like he came right off the blacktops, right into this huge situation.
Yeah.
And he's just like, he's just playing basketball.
Yeah.
He hasn't been messed with yet by, like, you know, handlers and stylists and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he went right from private school to Duke, as far as I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong then.
There were some details leaked out about Colin Kaepernick's settlement with the NFL, with Eric Reed too. And they said they got a combined a little under $10 million. How's that come out?
I don't know, but does that mean he can't? Does he have to? Can he still come back and play? He's not going to come back and play, is he?
Yeah, no,
he won't.
I mean, the Dolphins. A lot of people could have signed him,
but he's just like he that will just
like he would come back, but nobody will still go after him. I guess they still fear some repercussions, but Eric Reed got a 3-year deal.
And there's some like crazy NFL owner out there just like would get all the wants to just piss everybody off and sign the most, you know, controversial athlete or NFL player in the last few years.
Al Davis is dead.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah. Guys that were starters last year got backup jobs now, like Ryan Tannehill and Blake Bortles is a Ram now.
Is Arthur Blank still alive?
Oh, yeah.
He should be interested.
A sportsman.
Imagine Jerry Glanville as his coach. That'd be something else, wouldn't it?
What's the NFL stand for? Glanville.
Needed another 7 astronauts. All right, we're going to take a break. We have Black Keys tickets still
on the
way for you. Don't forget that. And more Rise Guys. It's Friday. It is good. FOF line, too.
More rock, fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block smacks you between the ears. Starting at 10. Right after these Rise Guys shut up.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.